colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
I've got seven very talented people all live in the studio. Guys, let me welcome to the studio Naturally Seven. They're all the way from Germany. Say hey! How are you guys doing? How's everything doing?
We're feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I want you guys to introduce yourself. There's so many of them. Very nice looking chaps, ladies in the studio. Can you introduce yourself? We'll start from the left over here.
I'm Rod.
Roger.
Garfield.
Dwight.
Jamal.
Ops. And I'm Warren.
Listen to those voices, very talented voices. Hi, guys. Look, okay, now, Roger and Warren, you guys are brothers.
That's right.
Okay, and you started the band.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, talk me through it. How did this all come about?
Well, we started in church, harmonizing, just that sound that we liked, very similar to, the likes of Take Six and many that have come, before then. Just loving that harmony, and then later on, we basically found that each person had the ability to imitate and mimic an instrument. So after the brothers, we had friends that were just like, okay, wow, let's become a band, and let's call it Vocal Play. So this has been an evolving thing over the last couple of years.
Okay, and how long has this been going on?
It's been like 10 years now.
10 years.
10 years.
Okay, because I'm sure I first found about you. Found out about you guys on the Royal Variety Show. Yeah, and as soon as I heard you guys, I went to YouTube, quickly typing you up to find out what you'd done, because I was so blown away. I was so blown away by the experience. You have to tell me how that made you feel. Was that the first time in London?
If it wasn't the first time, but it was the first time on that type of stage. On that type of national stage. And we were excited to do it. Three of us being from England, we've always been telling the rest of the guys, that this is the place to be. So,
from England?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know this. Who's from England?
Well, the two brothers.
Okay.
We're born in Manchester and Watford in the back.
Okay.
Watford House.
Wow. Okay. Cool. I can feel it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I read somewhere that you couldn't actually decide whether you were going to be a traditional band or an a cappella band. Now, what made you decide which direction you were going to go in?
Sometimes you're looking for that uniqueness. What's that thing that's going to make it you? So, when people hear Earth, Wind & Fire, within about 8 bars, they know that's Earth, Wind & Fire. Same thing with, the Beatles or the Bee Gees or anything. We were looking for what's that sound that Naturally Seven is going to make it us. And, there were plenty of bands playing with, regular traditional instruments. We had a talent to imitate instruments. So it was just a natural thing. We all had that coming from a gospel background. We all had R&B, hip-hop, and all of these different things and jazz inside of us. So it was the natural progression for us to do. Mm-hmm. And now we feel like we're in that unique pond by ourselves.
Definitely, definitely. I don't recall hearing anything quite like it. And I've been talking about like what you guys sound like. So, we're gonna do some more talking. But for right now, if you're in a position to just demonstrate your vocal ability and or your sounds, is that okay? You ready to do that?
Sure.
So we can check out exactly, listeners, so you can understand what I'm talking about. You need to hear it. So, when you're ready,
sure.
I'll let you step up to the mic and do what you gotta do.
I'm willingly, when you're the faith, when you can't give me six, so
built this wall all around me. I built this wall to surround me. I built this wall from the ground. See, sticks and stones can't break these walls. No.
Wait a second. Put the bass on the record. Wait a second. Everybody on the record. Wait a second. Well, I reckon y'all don't know the boy can get low. Here we go, can you play like Stevie Wonder? They want the lightning and the thunder. It's about the time we're gonna hit you with a new style. Have you seen a new child? Hit him up.
Entertainment. It sounded like a record. It sounded like a record. But I want to hear some more about what's happening now. I mean, it seems like this is your year. You've been on, you know, the Jay Leno show. You've been on Ellen. You've been supporting or you started Michael Bublé's concert. Tell me how this has been for you. It's just loads. It's so much.
A lot has happened in the last probably like, 18 months that has kind of just made, you know, it's been like a snowball type of effect. Like you mentioned, YouTube, we had done this kind of Paris Metro video, and it just kind of got to everywhere before we even got there, and the millions and millions of views. At the same time, we started, as you said, supporting Michael Bublé. While that was going on, we had put the Wall of Sound album out. It was the first time we were released in the UK. And we just, you know, that's how we got on all these national television shows, and people have been learning more and more about it, and we feel like we're carrying that flag for harmony groups. You know, there's very few male harmony groups out there right now, and it's almost like a lost form. So we feel like we're carrying the banner for that, and representing everybody that's out there that still loves that type of music.
Tell me about this performance, because you guys are in London for the London Jazz Festival. Is
that's
that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's I mean, every time we get on the stage, it's an opportunity for us to see, you know, show people how far, you know, vocals can go. Getting onto a prestigious stage with the, you know, this whole London Jazz Festival, that's, you know, that's just awesome. I mean, we've got the jazz, and then we've got the R&B, the hip-hop. We mix all these different things. It's always fun to just see an audience go from point A to point Z, or Z.
Z. And I'm sure a lot of people out there are so curious to know how long it actually took you guys to master those sounds, those instruments, because you do sound like instruments, just exactly. How long did it take you to do that? Is everyone different?
Yeah. I mean, to say how long you've been working on it.
I'm still working on it. There's so many sounds of the drum. You know, drums can do different types of drum sets, and you know, so I just try to listen to and try to mimic and emulate what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and
so
you could.
It's been a long lasting long process. 5-6 years, and still that's continuing to try to study the instrument. And that's pretty much what we all do, try to study and listen to the instruments and try to come as close to it as possible, because it's not easy.
Yeah, yeah. And who at the moment in the music industry is actually doing it for you guys? I know you guys are you're in a completely different league, but who's actually doing it for you at the moment?
Almost really any artist that is a trendsetter, or you know, is either doing something that is brand new, or something that they're taking a blast from the past that wasn't there. So it doesn't matter, even if it's, you know, Alicia Keys pulling out the piano again and doing a thing and bringing that back to the forefront. We're just a respecter of anybody taking it in you know, any new direction, you know, from Outkast to even Kanye. Who else you want to play? Real quick.
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's hear from you.
I'm personally really feeling John Mayer and Coldplay. I also enjoy John Legend. His songwriting is amazing. And a guy named PJ Morton, actually, who's another great songwriter. I think he's right up there with Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, listen to that voice, guys. Listen to that voice. Now, we've got a few text messages in here. Hey, boys, glad to hear you're all on my favourite radio station. Had the pleasure of listening to you live at the Barbican this year. Just amazing in capitals and inspiring and highly recommended. I think your music should be issued on prescription to anyone needing a pick-me-up. Good luck with getting your voices heard far and wide. That's from Sammy. Thank you, Sammy. Thanks a lot. Okay. We have another message. Hey, girl. That's to me. Hey.
Hey, girl.
I have to confess, I have never heard of your guest before, but I'm amazed at the talent. You would never believe there was no instruments involved in that a cappella. What a beautiful sound. I shall be YouTubing them as soon as the interview is done. Bless Juju. Now, guys, really want to hear some more stuff. Can you do that for us? Can you do another track for us?
We'll give you a little piece of a little instrumental track that we do. It's going to go something like this.
Fantastic, fantastic. Tapping, yeah, girls, well done, well done, well done. Thank you so much. Look, what else have you got lined up for us? Anything else you want listeners to know about you? Let's
hear. Where
can
I get their music?
Where can you get? Yeah, where can we get your music?
Wall of Sound album is out right now. Look out for a new album coming out in 2010 that we've completed recently. Check our schedule, you know, at naturally7.com. See what we're actually when we're coming back to town tonight. Everybody coming out to the Royal Festival Hall, and I believe on Sunday we'll also be in Croydon. So coming out, enjoy us. We are enjoying being here, and it's just we can all have some fun together.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Lovely.
Colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
Show.